If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Peter is not sinking because of the devil. Peter is not sinking because of the devil. Peter is not sinking because of the devil. Nor is Peter sinking because of the waves. He is not sinking because of the wind. Peter is sinking because in his mind he has shifted his faith from Jesus to the waves. The Jesus who had more power than the waves to cause him to walk on them was now not powerful enough to keep him from sinking. But my brothers and sisters, if God allows a storm to come upon you, it's usually while you're already out there in the sea. So why not just finish it? You ever get on a roller coaster because it looks good and everybody's daring you to get on? And then you get on and you strap yourself in and you pull the shorter harness down and people are on there going, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, most of those people are just as scared as you. But the reason why they're doing all that cheering and yelling is because they're trying to override their fear. Do you know that's what praise is? When fear comes in, just go to praising. Why? Because your faith is in the God that brought you. Then the people that's on the other side, they come around and they say, pull up on that yellow strap. They want to make sure you're locked in. And when you show them that you're locked in, they give a thumbs up to the operator. The operator pushes a button. And they all start off slow. Clankety, 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 clank. You ride up. And then when you get to the top, there is a moment of perfect peace. Watch. At that moment, you say, what am I doing up here? Just for that moment. Just for that moment. And then you say, but it's too late. I'm in it now. You remember when you came to Christ, people were around you, go on down to the altar, go on down to the altar. And then the battle started and you said, what am I doing in here? Lord, it was easy for me when I was in the world. I could just get high. But now you're in it. It's too late. So you might as well do what everybody else does when it starts coming down. There's always some fool on the roller coaster. Got their hands up. Yeah! They're going through the turns and the waves and the dips and the ups and downs, but they got their hands up. Lift up your hands when your faith is being challenged. Throw those hands up. Someone said when they lift up their hands, that gives you a better experience. Isn't that amazing? You ought to try it in church sometimes. Lift up your hands, it'll give you a better experience. Because a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. The reason why you're going through is because you don't have any faith. You don't know that God uses everything to reach some people. I wasn't saved by no preaching. I didn't come to church because of preaching. Oh no. I stand before you an ordained preacher, an anointed minister of God. But it wasn't preaching that got me in. My brother had preached to me after he became a Christian. He preached and preached and preached. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't pay no attention. He invited me to church. I wasn't going. I had enough of church since I was knee-high grasshopper. Been in a Baptist church, the only true church. Sitting on the oak pew learning the hymns of Zion. We ain't know nothing about all this other mess. I came through the only true and living church. I must tell Jesus all of my struggles. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. I said, ain't nothing you can tell me. He said, what do I have to do to get you to come to church? I said, take me to the movies. He took me to see Tora, 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 the movie about the attack of the Japanese on Pearl Harbor. After we walked out that movie, he said, remember now, you promised to go to church with me. I went to church the next Sunday and gave my heart to Jesus Christ. It wasn't preaching that got me in church. It was a movie. And if it's a skit that's going to bring somebody to Jesus, then I say skit on. If it's a play that's going to get somebody delivered, then I say play on. I ain't locking God into our institutional way of doing things. God's got people on crack that need to be delivered. And if a skit is the only way they're coming in, then I say give the skit. He saw the results of the wind, and he was afraid. What was he afraid of? He was afraid of what could be. And most of us are afraid of what could be. I could lose my house. I could lose my car. I could lose. So all that stress comes on you from what could happen. Throw off the coulda, the woulda, the shoulda, the mighta, and hold on to the I can do all things through Christ. He is my present help. Don't you think God knows how much you make? You think God is sitting up in heaven when you show him your income? He said, oh my goodness, I didn't know you made that. Woo, Lord. He might surprise you and say, you make too much. That's why you're not living by faith. You make too much. Let me strip some of that away. Tell you like he told me, I need you to buy this missionary 2 suits. I said, all right, where you want me to take them? He said, Boyd's. I said, they don't need no darn Boyd suit when they go to Africa. Be the only missionary out in the bush dressed up in a canali. Y'all come to Jesus. When I obeyed God and bought the suits, you know what the man said to me? He said, oh, Pastor, I needed these. He said, I have banquets to attend. And the suits that I have now, he said, they're in really bad shape. And I thought that would be a poor representation of God. God knew where he was sending his servant. And he had me take him to Boyd's, to the 3rd floor. You're not going to be blessed holding on to everything and using it for yourself. You have dipsukos faith. You have faith that God will provide, but you don't have faith that he'll give back to you. So you're scared to give. It's not that you can't give. It's that you don't have any faith. Now, maybe your spouse feeds your doubt, and they're always on you. Well, I can't do anything about that. You're in a Hosea situation. Hosea was a priest who had to marry a prostitute. They had 2 children, but history says only one was Hosea's. She was living foul. She had another baby. Wasn't no proof that it was Hosea's. And she left, and Hosea got happy. And I know some of us would get happy if their spouse would leave. You want to come home every day, you wonder, is the suitcase going to be gone? And Hosea came home, and they were gone. And Hosea shouted, glory. Woo, thank you. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Jehovah. Oh, when I think of his goodness and what he done for me, when I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I can dance, 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 dance. And he was happy all night, all night. And God let him have a moment of rejoicing, and he woke up the next morning. God said, go down to the bar and get her. He walked into the bar. She was sitting up on a stool, her weed go like this. She had it dyed blonde. She had purple fingernail polish. She was sitting up in the bar drinking 3 fingers of skewers, getting roasted. Man next to her is about to capitalize and take her home. Told her, drink up. If it's all night, it's all right. And Hosea walked in. The man was there. What you want? He said, I'm coming to get my wife. She ain't your wife. That's my woman. Hosea said, I'll pay you for her. Here, 15 pieces of silver for my own wife. He redeemed his wife from the bar. From the bar and took her home. Come on, you got to go home with me. She said, I don't want to go home with you. You one of them church men. You better come on. Bring yourself. Come on. She went back home with him. Hosea writes, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God will send you someplace you don't want to go to make you be something you don't want to be, to act a certain way towards someone in a way you don't want to act. But we don't have the knowledge as to why he's doing it. Why, after all these years, did God say to do a certain thing? You were comfortable for so long. Why did he stir your eagle's nest? Why did he challenge you? Why did the person that you trusted and believed in for so many years come to the realization that they no longer want to be in the ministerial position that you've placed them, and they leave it? Why did God do that? Could it be that you're wrong and you can't see it? What is God doing? He's allowing storms to come. Why did he take my wife? Why did he take my husband? Why did he take my child? You'll never get those answers here. It's just a storm coming to your water walk. And that we should ask is not why did God let it come? The question is, how do I handle it? I can become bitter, or I can cry out, Lord, save me. When Jesus reaches Peter, notice, which tells us he continued to come towards him. That means the promises of God continue to come to you even when we doubt. The promise continues to come. Jesus said, I told you to walk on water. I ain't say nothing about sinking. He reaches him and catches him by the hand. And he asks him a question. Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? What caused your faith? in your life and you marry them and you say, oh, we make a good team. We make a good team. I don't know where that foolishness comes from. We make a good team. Good team. We make a good team. Did you used to teach that stuff in your marriage? Teach it? No. We make a good team. My wife, my husband, them, they my best friend. That's a lie. Why is it that when something happens, now you question them? Now you wonder if the team was good. It was good as long as it was good. As long as they were doing everything you wanted, you loved, you honored, you respected. But the moment something negative happened, now you question. I'm just wondering if we're going to stay together. But 6 months ago, nothing gonna separate us. No devil, nothing. Here and now, I vow to be one with thee. You're all I need. Starting right here. I'm starting right now. I believe in your love. So I vow, here and now, I vow to be one with thee. You're all I need. But then a storm comes. Now divorce is in the offing. We shouldn't be together. The storm has come. We don't see things the same way. Now your speech changes. Oh, I love him with all my heart. Oh, I love him with all my mind. Oh, I love him with all my soul. Now your speech is, I love him, but I'm not in love with him. I have no passion. You ran into a storm and your faith is dipsukos. You actually believe that you're going to fail. And so you fail. Because you create the environment for failure. Instead of creating the environment for victory. We will evaluate Peter and his response. We will evaluate Peter and his response. We all have moments of trial. When our faith is tried. Our faith in people. Our faith in God. Our faith in ourselves. It's tried. And sometimes it hurts, but you don't give up, and you don't stop walking on the water.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09316P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Friday Night Explosion Services Part 3 continues on Friday, November 4th, 7 p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Come out and enjoy the presence of the Lord with high praise and spirited worship as Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. delivers a powerful message from the Word of God. Prayer begins at 6 p.m., followed by service at 7 p.m. in Bethel's main sanctuary, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue. We look forward to seeing you. Come and be blessed.